Welcome to the No Fucks Given podcast with me, your host, Holly Lamb. This podcast is dedicated to empowering women just like you to embrace menopause as their superpower. Say goodbye to hiding in the shadows. It's time to reclaim your personal strength and shine brightly. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Holly Lamb, and it's the No Fucks Given podcast. And this week I'm joined by Susie Shaw, who is a confidence, life and business coach who helps women calibrate their masculine and feminine energies to thrive in business. We have previously worked together. She was my coach and she's here to talk all about her perimenopausal journey and how it's impacted her. So welcome, Susie. I hope the introduction was okay. If there's anything I've missed, then please add it on.
No, love that. I'll take all of that. It's such an honour to be here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. So I'd just love to dive straight in and ask you to share what your menopause journey was like from when it started to kind of where you are now.
Okay. It's a crazy thing. And I know you discussed some of this is around like, the NHS is great, but I think a lot of the time when we start to go, I went through mine very, very early on. I was given steroid eardrops because I was told I had eczema in my ears.
Wow.
It's all of these little symptoms that I love to share with people that educates them on exactly what all of these things are. I was getting extreme anxiety. Oh, should we put you on anti-anxiety medication? It was kind of, I wasn't heard and I didn't necessarily realise I was going through such an early menopause.
Yeah.
But sometimes we can think we're going crazy, we're not being heard, we're not being understood. So I love this work that you do because you are educating people on these symptoms that, like, some of them are crazy, like the itchy ears, like some of these things have come up, you know. I was getting cystitis a lot because obviously the skin changes in so many different areas, but all of these symptoms were never addressed and I was told... you know, the periods had stopped and they were saying you're probably over exercising because I was always into my fitness. There was all of these examples of why it was never addressed, even though there was all these symptoms that aligned with being perimenopausal.
Yeah.
So for me, trying to navigate it, and I love that you bring all of this to the table of this support, this guidance, the education, but also supporting women on this journey. Because when I reflect back, I felt so alone. It was just like, I felt like I was, you know, so anxious. Like for a very confident person, I felt like I was becoming very anxious. You know, I had eczema in my ears, all of like these skin conditions. I was like, oh, I'm falling apart. I'm only in my 30s. Like, it felt a little strange. And just not to have the education that I love that you bring along. That, like, they wanted to just put stick and plasters over. Here's some steroid eardrops. You know, all of the, here's some, because I kept getting, like, UTIs. Here's some antibiotics. You know, they were kind of just throwing all of this stuff at me. And then I started, this is like some of when I started to then go into a lot of this holistic side of stuff, like this self-help, this development, this mindset. Like, I love it because I'd already started my spiritual journey after I have a daughter who's now 25 and the dark night of the soul came through. So I was spiritually awoken and I started on all of this self-help and the mindset stuff. So it was quite good in being able to address the anxiety side of stuff and all of those, like, you know, the imbalances and the changes there. But I would love to have had somebody like you at that stage in my journey that had the education that told me I wasn't going crazy, that we could, of course, I love a lot of your content. Very, it's like the fun factor. It's quite funny. It's not taken all too seriously. And to just be guided and held to navigate that with somebody that understood and was ready to listen and hear you and to say it's not, you're not falling apart. These are just all symptoms of perimenopause.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what it is. A lot of women do feel like they are alone and that all these things are happening to their body, and then especially if they're younger, like I am, I'm 36 and you were younger, and been dismissed, by numerous doctors. It was quite similar, my story, to yours when I went to the doctors first and I had skin problems. And I got steroid cream and just got told, you're a woman, you wear makeup, so therefore that's the reason why you've got these skin issues. And I was just like, no, I know my body. I know what's going on. And I know something had changed. And it's also funny you talk about like the spiritual side of things, because menopause is definitely more of like an initiation and an awakening into a new phase of life. And if you can embrace that and step into that, magical things can really, really change.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I love that. I love that.
You, but that totally resonates for me. You know, I've got friends that live in a lot of different countries, and I work with Liverpool Football Club. Some of them are Dutch and all of these different things. And I love that they're so honoured. Like, as you start to step into this elder type stage, you know, if you think back to, you know, tribal days, and like you're seen as the elder and the wise ones, like, I don't resist this. I see this as my like empowerment, my leadership, ready to step into this next stage and to fully embrace it. And they were saying, oh, you're about to be a Sarah, so like, and I was like, hey. And they were like, no, this is like really like, we look up to these people, like, in our culture. When you hit a certain stage, which I see the menopause as like this beautiful gateway into like our wise woman, like elder. Yes. You know, I'm 50 now and I still feel really good. Like, I still feel, it doesn't mean that we neglect ourselves. We embrace it and like fully embrace this chapter, step into it wholeheartedly. And I've definitely had a spiritual ascension since it, you know, and I love that you're so, you know, it's about consciousness. And even people are just, if they're spiritually curious, it's like a brand new doorway and a new chapter to step through into and embrace it.
Yeah. 100%. I completely agree with that. And if anybody kind of doesn't understand what we're talking about, a really good book to kind of awaken that is one called Wise Power. And it kind of breaks that all down and explains how menopause is an initiation. It is an awakening. And if you can learn to step into that power, like step into your full, unapologetic, authentic self, it becomes this next phase of amazingness. And you find your calling. Like, I was kind of like job to job, didn't know what to do. And then obviously this has happened to me early. And I feel like this is my calling. This is what I've found is my path. And it sounds like something similar happened to you as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. And it's just this beautiful awakening, isn't it? It is like an awakening. You know, and we get to embrace this as a gift instead of a curse. Because I think, you know, it's... And having a coach to support you as well, I think, is a beautiful thing, because there is, as a woman, I think one of the things for me was a little bit of grief in that, you know, if you do want to have children and then that changes for you, it's like a choice, and there's that little bit of grief. So having a coach that can support you through that is a beautiful gift as well, or having like a community or whatever that is. And then the minute I accepted it, it was like, it was a beautiful up level. But I'm going to go read that book myself as well. Like, I haven't read that book, but I love that. And we get to celebrate it. We get to. So people, it's a bit like our birthdays, isn't it? And people go to me, oh, how does it feel like when I was 40? How does it feel to be 40? I was like, an honour, a gift. Some people never get to experience being 40. Some people never get 40 trips around the sun. Some people never get to experience, like, so it's embracing it, and acceptance is just a beautiful, it's like we let go of all resistance, we let go of everything, and we start to embrace this journey and step into this journey of like our wise woman years. And it's like, it's beautiful when we stop resisting and we start accepting and learn how to navigate this in the most beautiful way, you know. And for you as well, like, I love that you do the mind, body and soul side of stuff, you know, being a PT, and obviously like the mindset, and but also you're very soulful, which is beautiful because it's like the embodiment of all of it. But I think for me, you know, I'm probably in the best shape. I'm, like I say, touching 50 now, and I'm probably maybe better shape than I was when I was 20 or 21, because I just put the the effort in.
Yeah.
For me, I deserve it. Like, why yeah. would I not? Why would I not? Like, you know, it's just about working with what you've got, isn't it? And not, like, I would never take somebody saying to me, oh, well, that's it now. You're in the menopause. You're going to put loads of weight on. Oh, no, I won't.
No.
I do a lot around gut health, and I know you're really good on nutrition too, and that's really helped me. All of exploring the gut health, and you know, I'm really nerdy around that. Like 90 up to 95% of our serotonin is produced in the gut. So when we start to nurture our gut and nurture ourselves, like, I do believe we can biohack and feel the best that we can possibly feel and be. So, you know, I will never wear a label. So it's okay then, let's make the best of this. Like, let's go with this. But yeah, I think it's about arming yourself with the best knowledge so you can navigate this whole experience. Our wise woman years to the best, you know, to navigate it to the best of our ability and to be the most empowered version of ourselves through this era.
Yeah, and that's why I share so much around so many different toolkits. So it is the mindset, it's the lifestyle, but it is also the spiritual side, and been perimenopausal when you still have somewhat of a cycle, tracking that cycle and been in harmony with that cycle. Because I believe that that is kind of like a gateway to perimenopause and to have a better journey than you would have if you weren't more in tune with your body. Because I think that's what it is. It's becoming more in tune and listening to it. And since I do more menstrual cycle awareness, and also since I've been intermittent fasting, everything seems to have leveled out a lot, like a lot of the physical symptoms, a lot of the mental symptoms. So it's all these little tools that you can use so that your journey is just so much easier than, unfortunately, what the media make out it to be, that it's something that has to be endured when it's not. And I'm not dismissing the women who do have severe symptoms and who do suffer, because there are some, but it's just because there's a disconnect from how they're feeling to actually knowing who they are. And I feel that's where a lot of the severe symptoms come in.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. You like the intermittent fasting and all of the gut health. And, you know, it's like society has bred us a certain way and conditioned us a certain way. And like big pharma is a huge thing and all of these different. But when you have somebody that has the tools on how to navigate it in this beautiful, it's not linear. It's so multifaceted, as you say, through nutrition, through like mindset, through of all of these different modalities that you can bring through. And it's not like we're dismissing any of the symptoms, but I'm very solution based. So when a symptom comes up, how can we best deal with this? What are our options? How can we do this in a way that is aligned with how we want to be? We don't have to, you know, it's coming back to the mindset stuff. So I always think, I always like come from an internal locus of control. So this is not happening to me. How can I allow this to happen for me? What things can I learn? How can I grow through this? You know, what holistic things can I do for myself? Intermittent fasting, I'm all about it. I love it. Like, I had a little operation on Sunday before.
Yeah.
I fasted for 24 hours and people were going, you shouldn't do that. You need food. You won't need food. Oh, my body will heal amazingly. Like, and it's feeling yourself with these things, that our bodies are so wonderful when we understand them on a different level. And that's what you're doing, is educating people to understand, to love their bodies, to honor their bodies, and to treat their bodies in the most beautifully aligned way for this era, for this chapter, instead of like going into like panic mode, isn't it? Like our bodies are amazing when we learn how to treat them right, and it's being heard through these moments as well of the hormone changes can be very, very intense. So when you've got a coach that will hold you and hear you, like being held by another woman who understands or understands the whole experience is beautiful, because you are being heard, you are being understood, you're not, you know, because we get treated like we're a little cray cray at the beginning, like as you say, when you go to the doctors and they're like,
hello.
Yeah, oh, you're wearing too much makeup, have this. Like, it's so insane, and we can laugh about it, but actually it's a cool. So when you have a coach like you that's so educated on this, that spends invested too much time, effort and energy into it, and you're also navigating and have navigated it yourself,
yeah,
you can like to have somebody that just hears you and goes, I hear you, I see you, I feel you. Let's look at what modalities, what different things we can pull through to assist you on this journey.
Yeah, 100%. And it isn't, I think that's, I'm in quite a lot of Facebook groups around menopause, and the amount of women that just like, oh, what supplement can I take? What can I do to fix this issue? And I have to stop doing it now because I can't go in and say it's a full lifestyle thing. You have to look at everything. You can't just fix one thing. Like, all these things that we've mentioned help, but it is a full lifestyle approach. And you can't just do the things that you were doing in your 20s and your early 30s because they don't work anymore. We have to really tune into our bodies and listen to it, understand it, and just slightly tweak things. Like, it's nothing major that you've got to do. You've not radically got to change everything, but you've just got to strength train 100%. You've got to build the muscle that you're losing, eating the right foods. Processed foods need to, no more processed foods.
You've got to read the ingredient list.
Yes. Ingredient list all the way. I mean, I stopped drinking. A glass of wine now and then. But
I don't drink, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we get so in tune with our bodies.
Yeah.
And we're so aligned and in tune. But I love you spoke around, like, it's a whole lifestyle change. It's about a process. So for a different output, we need a different input. And if we've changed biologically or hormonally, we need a different input now. And it's understanding that. Like, Carly will know, because we've worked together, like, I have the 6 times a day method. And this is literally doing something every couple of hours that allows me to stay in alignment. So my morning routines are quite expansive. I don't have client calls till at least 10, half 10, because I've already done my meditation, I've done my affirmations, I have drank a load of water, I've probably made a green juice. I intermittent fast, so a lot of the time I won't eat till midday, but I'll make my green juice and pop it in the fridge for when I'm ready. I'll go and put my feet in the ground, I'll go for a run in nature. Some people are going, oh, like, this is a lot. Well, it makes me feel good, guys, so I'm, you know, it's like we've got to, it's taking our power back, isn't it? Like, we are not being, we can still be empowered women and, like, be perimenopausal or have gone through the menopause and be empowered as hell and feel amazing as hell and feel, you know, have loads of vitality and feel aligned and happy and all of these different things. You know, it's just adjusting, isn't it? It's just, we need a different input right now. So it's a lifestyle. Like, we don't care what we want. It's kind of, and I can use this through coaching, or I do a lot of money mindset stuff and energetic stuff. You know, we won't go off piste on that, but what I'm going to say is, people want, you know, when I speak to women, I'm like, what is, like, you know, what are your goals for, say, 2024? Or what is it you want to change for you with women in the menopause or perimenopausal or whatever this is? You know, so what is not working? What do we want to change? What's the output that we desire? And this requires a different, a new level from us, like a new process from us. So we can't expect that result without being that next level or that new elder or that wise woman who's very aware and having that lifestyle, having that input. You 100% you'll get the output if the input is correct, but if you are not, as you say, we can't just rock down to Home Bargains or Lloyd's Pharmacy and buy some vitamins and a magic wand. It's a lifestyle, and it's an investment in ourselves. It's an investment in us, isn't it? Through knowledge, through lifestyle, whatever this is. But it's just, you know, for that different output, we 100% require a different input, you know, and it is that lifestyle change. And I love that for you. You know, you even spoke about, you know, the weight trick, like, you know, when a lot of my my grandparents have passed now, but they all had, like, the women had osteoporosis.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I do it, like, a lot of weights and, you know, all of these different things for your bone density. And it's about getting out ahead of it as well, isn't it? You know, it's around taking our power back and doing everything we can. And I know you share all of that through being a PT, you know. So is it like diet as well? I know this is your podcast and I'm not supposed to ask you questions.
No, it's fine. Go for it.
But so, like, you do a lot of, like, the nutrition as well as, like, all of the exercise and then the knowledge that you bring through.
Yeah, so diet is a massive part of it because with the strength training, the diet goes hand in hand. So to build muscle, you need to eat sufficient protein. So 2 times a week strength training minimum. If you're eating 30 grams of protein per meal, that's about a palm-sized piece for a woman. So if you're eating that 3 times a day, then you are keeping that sufficient protein up, which is helping to repair the muscles as they break down and build them back up. Because, like you said about osteoporosis, my nan was 94 when she passed last year and she had osteoporosis. And I don't ever want to get to that point, and I don't want any woman to get to that point, because it's not inevitable. It is. You are able to do something about it if you just look at your lifestyle.
Yeah, I love that. And it's just, and the more muscle mass we have, you know, we all know that we want to, like, be in good shape, and your metabolic rate changes the more muscle mass you have. And I'm obsessed with protein. I've literally got a protein shake with greens in here as we're talking. And I just feel like that fills me up more as well, protein. Like, you know, we are ripping those muscles. We've got to feed those muscles, haven't we? So, like, protein's huge. And it's actually quite easy when you know how.
Yeah.
We overcomplicate the whole process.
Yeah.
But with the right knowledge and with a coach like you, like, it's really, I find it super simple. All we need is the knowledge and the tools, and then we just implement the tools. And a bit like you and I, like, I am so on my gut health. I'm so around eating for my gut. I love my protein. I don't drink alcohol. And people will say, you're so disciplined. And I go, it's actually not discipline. It's a levels of awareness.
Yes.
So if something makes me feel amazing, I'm going to do everything that makes me feel amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and I always say, choose your hard. So you can lie in bed and maybe not go weight training. You can go and eat all of the junk and drink the alcohol and feel like crap. Or you can feel amazing. And sometimes when you want that pizza and you don't have it, I'm choosing my hard. I'd rather go without the pizza and choose that as my hard. Does that make sense? So I want to feel amazing. I've got a choice to feel amazing. I've just got to stay aligned with the aligned choices of what makes me feel good. And it gets to be as simple as that. It gets to be as simple as that.
Yeah, I think society in general just tries to make everything really difficult and really complicated. And actually, it's super, super simple if you break it down. Because if you cook like 90% of your meals from scratch, you'll be using whole foods and you'll be using nature's foods rather than anything processed, which then improves gut health. So yeah, like you say, you pick your hard. And I found, once I started cutting things out, not intentionally, just because they didn't agree with me, I want to pick more of the nicer foods, the more whole foods, the nourishing foods, and the highly processed foods, and the sugar and the alcohol is something that I very rarely have. And I mean, I don't drink anymore, so, but sugar, I might have the odd dessert when I go out as a treat, but it's not something that I gravitate towards anymore, just because I don't eat it and I prefer
See, I'm a very all in or all out type of person. I can't have a biscuit, I'll eat the whole pack. So I don't have biscuits.
Yeah.
I actually gave up sugar a year ago in January. So just more than a year, like 14 months, 15 months, I gave up sugar. And when I first found out about gut health, I was happy to do everything apart from give up my caffeine and my sugar. And they were like, well, it's not really worth you doing it, Susanne. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. And it felt horrific at first. It felt horrific because I realized that I was taking, it's another level of awareness, I was taking my hips off. I wasn't being healthy. I'd like go, oh, I'm intermittent fasting, and then I just have 10 coffees to give me energy. And then go, oh, I'll just have a couple of Haribos then and I won't eat till 6 o'clock. It was so unhealthy. Honestly, my skin, my hair, my nails, my vitality, my energy has just completely changed by not having the sugar and cutting out the alcohol. Now, for me, I've got an intolerance to sugar, so I actually don't want to have sugar anymore. So if I go out and I have that dessert, it gives me, for anyone that's gluten intolerant, it gives me the same kind of reaction to gluten. So it's amazing because I actually go, I can't actually have sugar because it's going to make me feel awful. Like, I can get that food hangover the way we get an alcoholic hangover. So I just choose not to, and that keeps me aligned, and I'm cool with that, and I'm happy with that, and that's cool with me. But it just makes life so much easier in that you just have fresh produce, you know, in your fridge, and you just eat fresh produce, and it just makes you feel amazing and alive. So I literally love it. I love sea moss as well. I love sea moss gel, and people are like, oh gosh, that looks hideous. But that makes me feel really good as well, doesn't it? And it's just about, it's understanding what makes you tick, what works for you, and it's just, and once you start to feel amazing, there's no going back. It's a little bit like spiritual awakening. Once you're awake, there's no going back.
No.
You know, there's literally
no going what's back. Going on in the world, that's it. You're awake and you can't put the blinders back on.
Sorry, you're alive now. You can't choose not to be.
No, I love that. Yeah. That's great. It is 100% true. And kind of looking back on your like perimenopausal journey, obviously as you're coming up to 50, what are you kind of most proud of or like most grateful for the journey that you went on?
It was like, there's so much when I reflect back. One of the things it taught me was trust yourself, trust your intuition. I knew I was deep down going through this early menopause. No, it's all in your mind. You're a bit cray-cray, like you're a little bit crazy, you know, and it's knowing and honouring yourself as a woman, your divine feminine, opening up your throat chakra, standing your ground and speaking your truth and not backing down. And it taught me that. It definitely taught me that. It also taught me that, like, as women, we are so powerful, and when we go move forward with determination and, you know, that we will not back down and we will see ourselves right. And then I believe I started my holistic journey more then, just starting to explore what could work, what would, you know, like, and to just start to lean into that. I also believe people talk a lot about post-traumatic stress. No one really talks about post-traumatic growth. And I believe just navigating that journey without anyone seeing or understanding, it gave me a backbone. It activated something within me. And I do feel like I stepped into like a wiser woman's shoes, like with resilience and power and pride. And I own that. And to just navigated that really without the support, because it's only at the last, you know, probably the last 6 months that I've started, like, people within the medical profession have started to accept that I have now, like, I don't bleed at all anymore, so I'm like definitely off the other side. But yeah, like, just that self-trust is a huge thing for me. Self-trust in that, like, we can navigate these beautiful things. And not allow it to become us. We come out the other side, like, in all our glory, shining bright, owning it all. And to one of the things I'd say is, it's beautiful. Like, I wasn't aware there was menopause coaches out there. I'm sure there was when I was going through this experience. You know, and men don't get it, definitely. Like, my husband just thought, like, what's happened to her?
Same.
Like, what happened to this woman? But it's nice to have other women, like a collective of, like, a sisterhood of women that are there and honour everything you're experiencing, you know, instead of like, oh, what a crank. Like, the mouse was definitely did not get it.
No, when I'm talking about all the spiritual awakening stuff, he's like, you what? Now he gets it. He just goes, okay, because I just go off on a tangent talking about spirit guides and all sorts, and he's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. But, well, eventually had to wake up to it, because otherwise we had nothing to talk about. So keep on in there. He'll be like, he'll get there in
one day.
One day. It'll surprise you. Yeah.
I love that. And what you said about community as well, like women coming together, because back in whenever it was, ancient times, women used to gather together to menstruate, like red tents. They would menstruate together. They would, like you said, the wise women, the elders, they would be looked upon by other women and other villagers as like fountain of knowledge, kind of, I suppose, like witches, if you want to call it that.
And tribes were like, they were they were like, you know, they were treated like the shamans or the wise ones where people would go to them with, you know. And it's beautiful when we embrace that, like, what an honor. What
I know.
Yeah,
I love it. Amazing. I've got one final question to finish on. So how do you envision your life beyond menopause, and what aspirations or goals do you have for this next phase of your life?
I am so tapped into my divine feminine energy, my Shakti energy. Like, that's not taken from me just because I no longer ovulate and bleed. Like, I am one hell of a woman, and I own that I'm one hell of a woman. And it's just being in your light and owning that. And I feel like it's like something I've just downloaded something and realized something in. There's no, all shame's gone. And I don't know if that's an elder thing. Like, as we step into our higher power, there's no shame. Like, it's owning every piece of you, every aspect of who you are.
Yeah.
So my goals and aspirations are bigger than me. It's not around me. I want to leave a legacy. I want women to be like stronger, more empowered, to have lived better because I have lived. I just want to share everything I know with every other woman around me, and to just collectively leave a legacy that women can step into their power unapologetically with no shame. You know, like, I, as a money mindset coach, and I help other coaches to make more money, I say alignment takes you to places that hustle just can't. And whether this is your menopause journey, whether this is in your business, wherever this is, when we identify as the woman that we, you know, that we want to reclaim, that we want to be, you're not losing anything at all. It's like you're reclaiming every single part of who you are.
When
you claim that, and you are, you know, you claim that identity, and as you walk as this woman, it's like you're unleashing all of these powers that you never tapped into before. It's claim, you know. I think some people feel like they're losing part of themselves because they've lost their cycle or whatever that is. This is reclamation. This is coming back to who we truly are, with unapologetically, with no shame.
I love that. That's amazing. That just sums it all up. Fantastic. So if anybody wants to kind of check you out, see what you're all about, where can they find you on Instagram?
Okay, so on Instagram it is I am Susie with a Z, Elizabeth with a Z. I am Susie Elizabeth with all the Z's.
I'll put it in the show notes though, so people will be able to find you. But thank you so much for joining me. That's been such an amazing conversation, and thank you.
It was such a privilege. I love whenever we get together, and that was such a vibe. So thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks everybody for listening, and I'll see you next week for episode 6.